Okay? Here's where I go from here. Sit down. You're going to mark the next section, please. Stop talking. You should have pencils. You should have your pencils. If not, find somebody. Or we got some here. Who needs a pencil? I got one. Don't need to talk. Just get pencils. All I have. Okay. Now, measure 12. On you. You're going to start off with a marking like this, port samba. Let's turn around here.
Right over.
SFPZ. Write that down. Then followed by a crescendo to mezzo forte.
Just two.
On 13. Okay? On the word I, pick up to measure 14. You're going to put an accent which looks like that. The second note?
The pickup.
The pickup to 14.
Okay. The
very first word on I. On the word I. Okay. Measure 15 on the third count after we sing I. You know I. We'll take a breath, so just mark it, breath mark. Measure 15 after the half note, which looks like this. Put a breath mark, which looks like this.
Say that again, please.
Yes, a measure 15 after the half note.
Okay, I forgot before can. I already got that.
Before can.
Okay, I got that one. I thought you had a different one. Okay.
Okay. On measure 17, on the word lie, you see the half note again. I would like the basses, baritones, and tenors to put marks like this between the first two notes on measure 17.
Marks like
that. Huh? Between lie and if?
Lie and if.
Yeah, right, between lie and if.
Yeah. Between lie and if. Dotted line between those two words. Just baritones, tenors, basses.
This means we're going to carry through and no.
That means no breath. And if you want to put NB, N dot B, dot dot, no breath as an indicator. Leave, I want you to circle that quarter rest, which looks like this. Circle that, because you do not come in with that. On measure 17. Okay, on measure 17, there should be a quarter note. Quarter rest. Just quarter rest. Circle it. Circle it. Okay? Got it? Above, measures 18 and 19, I would like you to put an arch, or like a rainbow, covering from 18 to 19. All of 18, all of 19. No, I'm sorry. All of 18 and the first triplet of 19. So love you then is all legato on measure 19. On the word baby, on the first part of bay, I would like you to put a mark like this in accent with a little staccato note underneath it.
B.
At 19.
On bay only.
On the word bay of baby. Followed for the lower three parts, the next start, second part of baby on B, baby. Put a stress mark. Looks like that. It's a dash.
Stress mark?
That's a stress mark.
Yep.
You're going to push it just a little bit. Baby eye. Baby eye. Hold it just a little bit longer than. Okay? Now, leads, you also have the word eye with that stress mark above yours as well.
We don't say I until the next measure. Just the reverse.
Then what should you do, Bruce? You're lost. Okay. Okay, so if you just put a, even though you're holding it, put a line across it.
That's what I would, yeah.
Okay? On measure 21, leads. You're holding a dotted half note. Looks like this. Tied to a quarter note. Dotted quarter note. Looks like that. Are you with me on 21? Okay. Before you go on to the eighth note pickup, put dashes, no breath there. So I'll go again with leads here. So on measure 21, no breath between U and O, basically. Okay? Other parts circle the quarter rest. Measure 23, everyone. Circle the eighth rest, which looks like this. Measure 23. Circle the eighth rest, which looks like that. Above it. Measure 24. We're going to end that phrase as we began it. Another sports lando.
On the pickup or on
the line on count one.
You say that again.
That doesn't make
beginning
sense.
Of 24.
On measure 24. Yes, I do.
I do get it. I'm on actually 23.
But the sports lando is not coming. This Tommy's marking. So
that doesn't work.
That's the messenger. I'm the messenger.
He marks it after the do?
He marks it after the do. Yes, I do. So it's like, do.
Do the loo?
Maybe that's the effect he wants.
Okay.
And I do. Okay? Crescendo mark after the fourth sign, just like by that we did before. Please circle your quarter rest. On the last note, because you're picking it up there, baritone, everybody else, baritone basses and tenors, circle your quarter rest. So you're going to cut off when you hear the lead say I. In other words, so you're holding that until you hear the word I. Lower three parts, or those three parts. Great.
Did he, back to 24, that's forzando, then did he have a crescendo after that or no?
Yes, I did. Yes.
That's over a rest.
Sorry. Before the rest.
except for the baritones.
Okay.
At measure 24 on your response, yes, I do. He wants that at a forte.
Oh, the whole way.
Yes.
Okay.
The SFPZ is over the 24 number or the 25 number?
24. 24. 24. Yes, I do.
I gotta give you a pencil to erase it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's too hard. I don't need to write the poem. Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Questions? Concerns? Yes, Gene.
We aren't going to say it like they do on the tape.
We will sing it as it's written on the page.
Okay.
With the annotation.
Yeah.
With the annotation that we just gave. So, basically, looking at the pitches for the learning tracks. What we're learning is what we're learning here in the rehearsal. Because they'll be different.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're using different emphasis.
Well, somewhere
else. Different syllables.
If you don't know the words and the notes, doing what we're trying to do now makes it much more difficult. You got I found in looking at messing with the tape, it's the words. This goes fast enough. If you don't know the words,
right,
you're lost in the first place.
Yep, that's right.
That's first.
And that's why that's the purpose of the learning tracks, to get the words. Okay.
I think one of the things that's new to us right now is we've always learned the words and notes as the tracks, and then the director tried to use his interpretation later on, and there was a struggle. So what Brenton's trying to do is put in his interpretation to start with as we learn.
Yeah.